Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. I'm Randy Vann. Today we're going to be hearing from the two local officials who spoke at yesterday's Newton Rail Park site certification ceremony out at Iowa Interstate Railroad, and that would be representing the city of Newton, Randy Irvin, and representing Jasper County and the Jasper County Board of Supervisors, County Supervisor Brandon Talsma. Talsma spoke first, and this is what he had to say.
One of the many things I've learned since being in an elected office is that economic development is often slow, it's tedious, it's time-consuming, and frankly, most of the time, it's frustrating. Prospects come looking, conversations and due diligence begin, and as elected officials, we oftentimes start getting pretty optimistic and getting our hopes up pretty early on. But all, too often, you know, the conversation just stops. Sometimes it ends abruptly, sometimes it just fizzles out, and sometimes the entire process just takes too long. It can be hard for counties like Jasper County, mid-sized rural counties, to compete against larger metropolitan areas. The speed at which we can bring properties to market, find willing landowners, or give developers the information that they need often lags behind big cities. We have fewer services, smaller incentives, and little to no full-time staff dedicated exclusively to this endeavor. Over my time in office, I've watched Jasper County make it through the first several rounds of site eliminations, only to eventually be cut in favor of one of the metropolitan areas that have sites ready to build. Historically, this problem has been complicated by individual entities like the county, the city, or private utilities acting independently instead of collectively as a single team pulling in the same direction. When Jasper County was first approached about this opportunity for a public-private partnership with Iowa Interstate Railroad, we saw an opportunity to put Jasper County in a more competitive position. It was an opportunity to solve these systemic issues and to place us on a more competitive stage, not just within the state of Iowa, but regionally. It was a chance to deliver economic growth by maintaining our proud rural character, providing shovel-ready sites so that we can capitalize on when opportunities present themselves. This is not a project that the county could have completed or even dreamed possible on its own. Jasper County simply cannot acquire, market, or develop a site like this by itself. But together, with the Iowa Interstate Railroad, the City of Newton, Alliant Energy, Black Hills Energy, IRUA, we are poised to deliver real economic development. Today's site certification brings us one major step closer to that goal. It fulfills our mission to have shovel-ready sites waiting when prospects come looking. It proves we can compete with major metropolitan areas. Most importantly, it will grow and diversify our local tax base, bringing more jobs into our community, and place Jasper County in a winning position within the Midwest. Beyond the economics, this project sets a powerful example of what can be accomplished when multiple different entities work together, instead of fighting over individual pieces of the pie, ignoring all of our other partners sitting at the table. I want to thank the Iowa Economic Development Authority and Director Durham for their vital assistance through this process. Thank you. Thank you to Alliant Energy, an integral partner who helped tremendously with branding, marketing, and the site certification process. Most of all, I want to thank our partners at Iowa Interstate Railroad. From the very beginning, you guys have been the true drivers behind this project, leading conversations, building relationships, and spearheading the certification process. None of this would be possible without you guys and your staff. Together, we are delivering what may very well be the largest economic development opportunity Jasper County has ever seen. So thank you to everybody that's been involved in this.
Again, that was Jasper County Supervisor Brandon Talsma. He was the chairman of the Board of Supervisors when the Newton Rail Park project went through. And that was what he had to say during the ceremony yesterday. Now we'll hear from Newton Mayor Randy Irvin.
This was a project that when they first asked the city, it was a challenge. It's like, okay, it's not really in the city, but it's going to be close to the city. And we got an opportunity to sit down with some great partners that we've become good friends with. And because of that, today we're standing here with you guys celebrating, like Brandon said, probably one of the greatest days in the history of economic development in the city of Newton and Jasper County. So let's talk a little bit about what this means to the community. I know there's some discussion that if you look over either side, you see a site map that shows different opportunities for businesses to come to Newton. Some of them small, some of them large. That's to be designed yet. It's an open map, and we get to draw it the way we want to as we go forward. But let's say one of those companies decides they choose Newton. They want to come here. Why do they want to come to the city of Newton or Jasper County? First of all, we have this wonderful site. It's state certified, shovel ready. They can move in and make things happen. Second of all, we're less than 4 minutes from the interstate, 30 minutes from Des Moines. We have our own city airport 10 minutes away. We have everything we need to compete with the big hitters. Like Brandon said, we can compete now with any metro area. We have everything we need. So let's say a small company decides, or a large company decides, to come to the Newton Rail Park. For example, let's say they have 20 employees. Some people look at that and go, ah, 20 employees, that's not a very big project. But it really is. When you think about it, 20 employees, let's say 10 of those decide to buy houses in Newton. Hopefully the other 10 buys in communities around here, Baxter, Prairie City, Monroe, Colfax. But let's just talk about 10 new houses. That's a great opportunity. And then let's say those 10 houses bring 2 kids each. That's 20 more students in a school system that could use a boost. So when you look at what's coming and the new businesses, make sure you think about some of the other things, like how many people, how many schools, how many houses, how many people that affect, grocery stores, restaurants, services around the community. So that's the exciting part. This cornerstone will build Newton and Jasper County, not just for today, but for many future generations to come. Folks, it's going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
That is Newton Mayor Randy Urban, what he had to say during the site certification ceremony that was held out at the Iowa Interstate Railroad yesterday concerning the Newton Rail Park. A big development that could bring some big things to the city of Newton. That's going to do it for today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. We encourage you to take a short drive down Highway 14 to see some of the best dirt track racing around at the Sprint Car Capital of the World. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com or wherever you subscribe to get your podcast. Again, that's today's Let's Talk Newton.